Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Eleanor is here. She's the author of The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did the Money Go? These are all different books, folks. The Bare Bones, all these Bare Bones things, and she's just a prolific purveyor of important small business information. I encourage you to check out her website. Ellen, give it to us, please.
It's ellenroar.com/Jim B, because I have a little gift for everybody. It's a great gift. I'm going to give away a copy of the Weekend Biz Plan and a bunch of forms. You can do your own plan all in a weekend
Goodies.
Or in a day if you want
a
to.
A gift easy, package easy. Just for my people.
A gift package, Jim B. It looks like Jim. ellenroar.com/
Check it out, folks.
Just for you. Kisses, and
these
kisses.
And these are all things that they can... These are digital things?
Yep. It's a digital book.
So wherever they are in the world, they can get them.
Yeah. So you put your name and email address in there, and then you get a page that has the downloads of the book and then the little forms you're going to need. And that puts you on my mailing list, and if you don't want to be on the mailing list, you can get yourself off of it,
or you can
stay on and we can be friends.
All right, so check it out. ellenroar.com, and then put a / Jim B on the end. I love that. And take the goodies.
Yeah, we made it just for you. So
take
Jim
the
B.
goodies, folks. And it's all good stuff. So we're talking about...
I love being on the show, and I love being part of your brain trust.
We love you being here. And so we're talking about being uncomplicating things.
Right.
And I love your idea of dream action test, which
DAT.
That's
right.
The DAT dream. And I like the idea because it's very simple, very uncomplicated. Mm-hmm. You imagine an idea, you take some action, you put some kind of it into form, and then you see how people react. And which means that you can't test it if you didn't do something with it.
Right, and so one of the tests is money, and money is just the scorecard in the game of business.
Right, that's right.
Right, so one of the things you might do is say, you know, I want to make, I love my job, I'm going to keep my job, and I'm going to start this business idea. I've just been kind of pulled to do it, I'm inspired to do it, maybe I can. So what if you spent a weekend putting a little plan together? Or maybe you've already started this business and now you find yourself on a treadmill, you're doing it, but nothing's really happening. That's how I was. I never planned anything before I started it. I'd start it, fall into a hole, and then go, hey, maybe I should have paused a minute and
that's
plan together.
That's an important point because, I mean, I haven't said that today, but folks, Ellen, like me, has gotten herself into some tough situations before and gotten herself out. So when you hear us talking about these things, especially about dealing with adversity, we aren't pontificating. We've lived this.
And I don't mean to belittle anyone's situation, but I've also learned that, you know, this too shall pass. You could put a little plan together. You could get yourself out of trouble. You know, there's choices. And so, again, going back to when I hear someone say, you don't understand, this has to work. Well, maybe not in that shape. Maybe not quite that. Maybe it doesn't have to work at all, and you could do something different. When you allow yourself to lighten up on the reins a little bit, you're going to see more choices. You're going to see more options, and that's going to help everybody. So while sometimes I sound a little flip, I just don't take this business so seriously, although I so believe in the power of business to transform and to create a more peace and prosperity and freedom across the planet. It's a paradox, but we can live with that, right, Jim?
Right. So let's put this thing into action. You dream about something, you've got your idea. It could be a business, it could be a new product or whatever, right? It's all the same.
I want to share like a couple of ways that I do it, but don't be bound by me or anybody else. Take the ideas, put them through your filter, pick out what works. What I do is I encourage you to take a weekend, and that's what this giveaway is. It's the agenda for the weekend. What would you do if you took a weekend? You farmed out the kids, you got rid of your responsibilities for a day and a half, and you spent time thinking, dreaming, and then jotting down some ideas that you're going to move into action the following week. Could that have a big impact on your business? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. So over the weekend, I give you some exercises. One of them we've discussed before, the perfect life exercise. Write an essay about what you want. You know, I believe if we honor what we want things that are going to be of service
what
to
people.
What
if instead of an essay, I write bullet points? What if I
Bullet points are great, and you know, you could do
people,
a vision board.
Some people
you could do a Pinterest page.
Some people think in line items, not in narrative.
And some people think in pictures. Do pictures.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Draw it. You know, whatever is going to help you clarify that. So a vision board totally works. A Pinterest page is fine. What would this business look like? What would my life look like? Put the pieces together. And then if you decide that a business is part of your overall life, notice I started with life, not business. The business is supposed to serve your life,
right,
not suck all your life and money out of you. So if there is a business in there, then what would the mission or the purpose or the point of that business be? And spend a little time putting a mission statement together. And I tell you, usually a blue light doesn't start flashing. Yay, you got it right. Just put something down and move on to the next exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Just get going. Start the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Someone said, if you want to be a writer, well, you have to write.
That's right. Ellen.
I want to be a golfer, I got to golf. If I'm going to, you know, plan my business, I got to put something on paper. So let's
right.
go. So then you might just put a couple of goals down. Goals are to have by when statements.
Mm-hmm.
To have by when. I want to have, you know, $500,000 in sales by 12/31. I want to have a home on the new North Carolina
right.
speech. Right?
Hold
Whatever.
On to that thought, Ellen. Right back with Ellen. More to come after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.